Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and it is time for Some Worldview Watch, teaching you to think with the message of Christianity to apply what you believe, why you believe it, to the world around you. And just as yesterday we had some guests in studio with us from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia, today I have one more, and it is a privilege, honestly. This is Bishop... Oh, and I've lost the first name on my thing. I'll just pull it up right here. Hans Jensen,
yes,
one of three bishops of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Latvia.
Yes,
and then there is also an archbishop of the church. That's language that is surprising sometimes to Missouri Synod Lutherans because we let go of that language in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. So can you maybe explain how your body functions with archbishop, bishop? What does that mean and your role then within that?
Thank you for being invited here, and it's a very big special for us to be here and asking on answer on your question that our structure in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvian are what we say an episcopal synodal structure.
Sure.
And we, as bishops, we are elected from the synod.
Okay.
But after that, when we are elected, we are also lifetime.
Okay.
Elected.
Yeah. For life.
Yes.
Yep.
So if God give me health and so on, then maybe I will be on this position for 20 years.
Okay.
And then the person who was before me, he was for 9 years. But especially with our archbishops is that he became archbishop when he was only about 35 years old.
Very young.
So he has been the leader of the Latvian church for more than 20 years. And the bishops have, in one sense, a quite big responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The bishops is the person who also send pastor to the congregations.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a part of the episcopal line, how we can say. So the congregation, they can receive this person more than less willingly, but usually they are thankful that they don't have to choose themselves so much. But we, as bishops, we do it very carefully.
Sure.
So that we try to understand the needs of the congregation and the pastor's gifts. So the bishops has a quite big responsibility of stewardship in the wider sense.
Yeah, that's. I think the fear that many Americans have, and it's a very American fear, is that somehow if someone else were to choose our pastor for us, we'd get a bad pastor, which means that there's very little trust on our part.
Yes,
and that's a problem in its own right. It is also important for our people to know that the church is free to organize on certain levels. There are certain things we must have: pastors, word, sacrament. But how we structure our life together has some freedom, and that it's that you find these differences, and they are not what we would call fellowship-breaking differences. Now, I don't know, and I asked our other guests, and I probably talked too fast, and so I don't know if they understood. We are not yet in fellowship with your church body, or are we? Did we just agree to be?
We are.
Was that just this summer that we agreed to that, or was that a little further back?
The fellowships developed in, I think it was in 2001.
Oh, so quite a while then. I'm way off the map on that one. Okay. But your body is also a body that is intentionally moving in a conservative direction and trying to kind of stand against what many of the state churches in Europe would be pushing?
We have not been a state church, so that it will be clear. And also the state church in Scandinavia, because I'm a Swede from the beginning.
Okay.
So I have grown up in the Swedish state church. But both Sweden and Norway now are not a state church, but they are the dominated churches in Scandinavia. They are impact of the parties So mm-hmm. so they are quite secular, if we say so. But if we speak about the Lutheran Church in Latvia, as I also think that things little change in also in Missouri Synod, as I have understand, there have been more time when there have been more maybe liberal influence and so, and then it go back to a more conservative, and I think that we are in many questions on the same level now. Mm-hmm. So I think that we have found that we are very close to each other. And we have to say also so that the Archbishop, as I said, he has been Archbishop for a quite long time, and he has had from the beginning, also before he became elected, a very clear position in many questions. Mm. And he has also expressed them in a very good way, both for the church and other churches, and also for the society. And if we speak about the decision we made last year, it was more to confirm the praxis we had for a very long time.
Okay.
It was more about ordination, and we just specified who we are prepared to ordain, and we also specified it in the way that we said it has to be a man with that kind of education and an experience who can be come to a question for ordination.
Mm-hmm.
And this was also a way for our church to say that it's not only one person's opinion.
Mm, yes.
So it was a way for the church to say that this is the main opinion in our church. And now it is written in our constitution.
Mm.
It wasn't that before. It was a praxis who was for 20 years, as I said. But now it's also written in the Constitution. And that is the big thing in some way. And it was also a way to us to clarify our position that it's not only for a short time position. It's
mm-hmm.
a position we have, and we think that it's a very grounded in our understanding of the scripture and the church tradition. And the reaction has been quite strong, especially from the Lutheran World Federation,
yeah,
that we for a long time have been a part of. And I would like also to say that, so that you get the understanding of why we are in the Lutheran World Federation, is when the Lutheran Church was during the Soviet Union time, they appreciate every contact they could get outside.
Right, right.
So maybe there was contact we made who we would not made today. About the Lutheran World Federation, there have also been changing in the Lutheran World Federation, and we realize now that we have going apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
If it was more when we get into the Lutheran World Federation, it was more a federation.
Mm-hmm.
Now it has becoming almost a churchly structure,
right?
With quite a big pressure on intercommunion.
Yeah.
And that is a direction that we also, with this different understanding in many big questions, it's not so possible for us any longer to have to continue in that direction. And they was quite upset about our decision, because five assembles in the Lutheran World Federation had decided that this is our common opinion, that every that woman has to be that they have opportunity to be in every kind of position.
Let me yes. just jump in here. We have about just 2 minutes left here too. It is so encouraging to me as a Bible believing Christian who holds to the Augsburg Confession and the Book of Concord to see a church body wrestling with these questions with integrity and caring what the scriptures say and willing to kind of go to the mat is the phrase we would use in English. It's a wrestling term. Well, willing to deal with what that means. And so the vote that was made to kind of step back from women's ordination to me is a beautiful thing. And, usually doing the right thing often brings the cross with it. And so that's part of what's going on here. So with just about 1 minute, what brought you over to United States right now? Doxology, you're here to
yes,
visit that?
Yes. We are three person who participate in the Doxology conferences. We was in Orlando, in Florida, and we will be this weekend in Minnesota. And we hope that we can adapt these concepts about spiritual care and deeper understanding of the ministry. And it has been a blessed time.
Yeah, good. For you, the listener out there, Doxology is a program for the support of pastors in the ministry. You may not know this, but often the pastor's life is pretty tough, and they can get real beat up. It's a chance to help them renew, both through a study of scripture, through a discussion about their struggles, honesty about that, and then kind of amping them up to come back and serve you all the better. So it's something that if you think your pastor needs a little rest and relaxation, it's a good way to go that. There's scholarships available in most districts and things like that. I'm glad to see that the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Latvia is thinking about ways to support their pastors as well. My guest, Bishop Hans Johnson of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you.
Listen to his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I got to tell you, universe, I tell you every day, and I feel like some of you aren't listening, our Lord Jesus Christ, he is coming back. And it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but either way, I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.